Tana Rabbanan, Giulei Beyim Mutaris. Giulei Beyim, Sarashi says, Beyot Meya, Shiniz Bashla im Atahira. He says, you cook together a Beyot Meya, together im Atahira. Mutaris Atahirim, the Maya Baalmahu, Layavi Taima Ba'achniyosa. So Rashi is saying that the Sibe of the Heter is because the content of a Beye is called it Maya Ba'alme and it's not Noise in Tam. That's the reason why it's Mutter. But we see from Rashi that it's speaking about that he cooked Abayat Meya im ha-tahira. The Shaila is on the Tahira, did the Tahira become Netza? And the reason is because the Tmeya is not nice in time. That is what Rashi is saying. So the Shaila is, this the Teferes Yaakov is Moira, so why do you have to speak about that, he cooked a bayat meya with a bayat tahira. He cooked a bayat meya with yirokis, with something else. I mean, the Iker Chiddush is that the bliya, the plate dates, is that what comes out from the bayat meya is maya balm, it's not nicing time. So the Teferes Yaakov says that the Emerson, that Rashi Shita is, that what we say, it's not nice in time, it's Maya Balme, it's not Stamazay, it's not nice in time. If we have two Bayim, so in order for the time of the Tomei to be Nivla in the time of the Toyer, it into the Toyer, it has to pass through two Klippas. That means that it has to go out of the Klippa of the Tmeya, and it has to penetrate the klipa of the tahira. And that, Rashi learned, Geulei Beyim Mutaris, that it's Nichlal, that was speaking about two Beyim. And the Lashon Geulei is a Lashon, the Vaket, he was speaking about the Maila of the klipa. That means, the Geul means it's Niflat, Mibifnim, from Mibifnim, because that means it has to go through the klipa, and it also has to enter a klipa. So that is why it is mutter. Now we'll see Taisvis, and we'll see the way that Teferes Yaakov said Pshat and Rashi will be maviach a lot of inyonim. Giulei beyim mutaris perish bekuntres. Beyot meyosh in his bashla imatoira, butori matoirim, the maya balmu, layovi taima klal ba'achniyos. So the yisod is that the beyot mey is not nois in tam because the context of the beyot is his maya balmu. Ulekamon bepeire gida noshe, vadai airi shambohi. The Gemara is a Gemara in Gidanosha that Zichra speaks about this in you. The Gemara and Dav Tzadik Zayin on the base. The Gemara says, there it says in the Mishnah that you need a Shir of Shishim in order that the Beis shouldn't answer. So the Gemara is the Kasha, Omalei Ravidi Barovin Labaye, the Tzadik Zayin on the base. Le Memre Diyove Taime, Va Omri Inshi, Kimaya the Beye Baume. Why he says you need Shishim by Beyim? The Welt sagt that it's Mayim Baume. So why do you need Shishim? This is a Gemara Zakasha. Amalei Hochimai Skinim be Beye Safkoich. Avot Meyoloi. We're talking about the Mishnah speaking about a different Beye. A Beye that is a chicken in it. So the Bosa is nois in tam. But Einachanami a Beye Tmeye is not nois in tam. So we hear the Emerson and often the Gemara that a Beyat Meya is not nice in Tam because it's Maya Balme. So Taisvah says He says, so the etzim shat that Rashi says is 100% true. I mean, the Gemara further, lekame beperki danoshe vadei airi sham bahochi, vegam mechalik sham bein sholkim beim sheyei sham afroyech lesholkim atmeim. All these he said, it says in that Gemara, what Rashi says here, aval hoche loy mistavr l'rabbeinu tam l'ukmi bahochi. But here it's not Mistaver that our Gemara is speaking about it. This din does not belong here. Now, why does this din not belong here? Because we'll have further in the sugya, Bayim Muzores, Yalalti, if there's Tam, Yalalti. We're speaking about Hilchas Bayim. This Bayim, Yalalti, this Bayim, not Yalalti. Now, if so, the Rabbeinu Tam asked, according to Rashi, he was talking about that if a Beya Tmeya is Noisin Tam or not Noisin Tam. So it's not the Sugya. Our Sugya is talking about Hilchas Beya. Now this is a Dini Hilchas Taruvis. You learn Gidanosh, you learn the Dini Taruvis. But he was speaking about different types of Beya over here. Beya Muzores, the Zdam in the Beya. So it doesn't belong in our Sugya. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha on Rashi. So the Teferes Yaakov says, the way we said Pshat and Rashi, it's speaking about a unique case. We have Abeya Tahir and Abeya Tmeya. And the whole reason why not saying Stamazoi that Abeya Tmeya can't answer. If we're just telling us that didn't Abeya Tmeya can't answer, that doesn't belong to Asugi 100%. That's in the But here it's saying that the Beya Tahir doesn't become Nesa because it has a Klipa. Forget what St. Hilchas Beya over here. A Beya Tahir that was cooked with a Beya Tmeya does not become Nesa because the Klipa of the Beya Tahir protects it that the mere Tam that there is in a Beya Tmeya, so it has to go through two Klipas, it's not Leisen Tam. So we're saying Hilchas Beyim Taka. The Beya Tahira, even though it was Nizbashel with a Beya Kameya, the clip of the Beya is making that it shouldn't become Nesa. So he said, Fakat, this belongs with Tom Hilchas Beyim. A Beya does not become Nesa because the clip prevents that the Beya Kameya should be nice and tough. Fine. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam held that the Ikar Chiddush is that the Beit Meir does an Asa, so that doesn't have our Sugya. So what is our Sugya speaking about? So the Rabbeinu Tam, Venirali, Kamaisha Perish Ba'or. Speaking about a different, we're not talking about cooking eggs. We're speaking about Kamaisha Perish Ba'or, Shehiku Atal Negoilis Al Beis Chachma. They hit the town the Goylis by the base of Rechem, Umapeles Beyim Shalei Nigmaru. And it was Maflit Beyim Shalei Nigmaru. And the Zeruah says Shalei Nigmaru means that there was no clip on it. So there was Beyim which were in the process of being Nigma by the town the Goylis. And they did a pula that it was magil, it was maflit, these bayim. I immediately bishul. Not speaking about bishul over here, you're cooking egg. No, giyule bayim means bayim shenigalu. Voloshen giyu shayachale, kemoy shayroi ibar voloyakal. Now, agavuche, it would seem that later in Taisvis, that Taisvis perhaps the Mephoshim and Eve did not say this Pshat, but L'chayre, if Taisvis learned Pshat, Shoyroi Ibar V'lo Yagol, that means the Shoyr was Ma'abo the Pora, V'lo Yagol, and the Pora is not Maflit of Lat, Shaloi Bismanoi. If Taisus learned like this pshat, the pasuk of Taisus and Rashi learns a different pshat. Rashi and all the Mepharshim Ani, what I saw, to learn a different pshat. But if Taisus learned this pshat, so Memela, it's very good. Pekach Shoyrei Ibar the Shoira speaking about the utopia that existed bisman Noyach, when everything went mamish kishure, Shoira Ibar, the Shoira was ma'abar the pore v'lo yigal, and it wasn't maflet the Vlad came out bismanoi, so me'mele, so v'lo yigal means it was not maflet the Vlad shaloi bismanoi. Oh, so that's our sugya. That is our sugya. Giulei Bayim. Here we're talking about that the Bayim were niflat shaloi bismano. The Mamela Fakel, so the Lashon is very good. Bahava Hashte Me'ein Bayim Hamuzoris, which is the next sugya. We're talking about different types of Bayim. The Ma'ari Hashte Beheter Bayim Gufay. It's not telling us if the Tmeya Kenata. We're talking about which Bayim Amuta. We're saying the Abaya that was Niflat from the town of Galus is Abaya Muteret. But the Lashmidin Lechoshiv Eva Minachai. That's the Chiddush. It's not called Eva Minachai. Ava Bishloi Nigmaru Legamri. It wasn't Nigma. It's a Memele. That's how Taisus wants to say Pshat. Agavuche, they bring down, so the Megi and the Taisus Arosh brings down, but it's not speaking about that was Mu'ure Begidim. If the Beyu was Mu'ure Begidim, so then it's Takei V'Menachai, then it's Takei V'Menachai. Speaking about, it wasn't Nigma, it's not Mu'ure, and that's the Chiddush over here. Giyulei Beyim Mutaris. These Beyim are Mutar, when we say different Sugim of Beyim, but Aloche is that they're Mutar. Birishalmi the Mesachas Trumitz, Linyan Bayim Shesholko, Venimtso Behen Afroyach, the Airi Buhosa. It's a whole sugya in Seif Perikyut, Mesachas Trumitz in Yerushalmi. So speaking about Bayim that were cooked, and one of them had an Afroyach, the Garsin in Lael Mahomilse, so there that we find such halachas as I. Shimon bar Abba Omar Abchenine, Maise bo lifnei Rab Gamliel Berebi. It was a Maise, they cooked Bayim Shesholkan Benitze Ben Afroya, and they came, and it was cooked with other Bayim. They asked if it's Mutter or Osa. For Omar, so Rab Gamliel said, Abba Hoire bar Boim Visheva. My father, there was a Maisa, there were 47 eggshell heter, and he asked, hey, in this case, there was only 45 eggs of heter, I should be matter. Va'omar Rabchiyah Barchanine, Maisa Volif Neravune, Va'omar Klipe Iser Malines Heter. Yeah. Another thing, that the Klipe Iser, that means that if you had a beya tmeya, so, but the klipe is not also, so the klipe is mitzvah to the heter, that if you need more heter to be mevatel, the isa klipe, isa malnes heter. Now, other the time, let's see the gears on the side. Sheshol kam be klipe, that both eggs were cooked, the klipis, avali sholak beitzim klufois beklufois, but if both eggs were unshelled, by klufois b'she'enam klufois, or klufois were cooked b'she'enam klufois, that means the klufois were the beit meyin, oi, let's go back to our toises, oi she'enam klufois beklufois, tzorech shir acher, Bipnei Giyulei Beyim, Shoirei Ibar V'loi Yagil V'loi Yagil. Fine. Now, so let us just say Taitverta, that the Rishalmi first is speaking about a Beyish and Imsus Bayafloya, and there we have a Psashmuz, if 47 is good, 47 is no good, 45 is also no good. Then Then the Yerushalmi says, but this whole Shmuz is speaking about when there's klipis, both are klipis. But if none have klipis, or one is a klipis, tzorech shirach, then you need another shir. Fine, we're not going to that. Mipnei giyulei bayim. Because you need another shir, mipnei giyulei bayim. Shoyroi ibar v'lo yagol. So, let's go a little further. Bayim shehirkimu, the member of the Yishami speaks, but other lochas, if the bayim shehirkimu, that they became the zarikum, it started forming, asureis. Bayim muzoreis, bayim with that spoil. This is speaking about an egg that a chicken sat on it for a long period of time, and it spoiled. Nefesh yofe, toichlein. If a person that doesn't disgust him, he can eat it. He does. It's not. It doesn't echo him. He's allowed to eat it. Motza b'emda, koylof mokim adam. Atkan loshana yirisham. This is Yerushalm. Yerushalm is speaking about a multitude of halachas. Mashme keperish akuntres ve'ayri bebeim shlukis. Now, because the whole Yerushalmi is speaking about beim sheshalkam benimtza be'machloyeh, and hoda the time sheshalkam bekli beim avol isholak beim. But if it's klupes, klupes beklupes, and klupes beinim, klupes and klupes beklupes, there's another shear. Mipnei giyulei beim, because giyulei beim. Because of Giyulei Bayim. So it says Aloche, so the vial we see over here, that we're giving a reason, why do you need another shear? Mipnei Giyulei Bayim. Because of the Giyulei Bayim. So we're talking about, we cooked eggs, and you need another shear of Eta, 45 is no good, 47 is no good, you need another shear, because there's no shells. But why do you need another shear? Mipnei giyulei bayim. So you learn this Yerushalmi Elif, so that's what Rashi says. Giyulei bayim means the plate that comes out of the bayim. Mipnei giyulei bayim. So if you learn giyulei bayim the way Taisvis learns, that giyulei bayim means another case that a person was hit at on the gailus and it was maflit bayim, kaidim shenigmaroso. How does that? What does mibnei giyulei bayim coming over here? So al kochoch, mibnei giyulei bayim is a reason why it's also, it does need another shear. And giyulei bayim means that the time that it's maflit, it rasses, because the bayim is maflit at on. It's a Rashi in the Taish of Giyulei Bayim. That's Taishvus Kasha. Taishvus will soon take care of the Yerushalmi. But upon him, that's Taishvus Kasha on himself from the Yerushalmi. Fine. The Maram Shif, the Teferes Yaakov says, good, it's a Rayat Rashi, but it's not like Rashi. I mean, Hagemara says, Giyulei Bayim Mutoris, and it's Mutar. The place that doesn't answer. That's what says in Agamah. And there it says, you need another shear. You need another shear. Because you need another shear. Because there's not a clip in both of them. But it's also. There it says it's also. So the Maram Shif has to say, from the Lashon of Yerushalmi, it's mashma like Rashi. But the halacha of the Yerushalmi is not like Rashi. Here Rashi says Giyulei Bayim doesn't answer, and there it says Fakelta, you need another shear because it does answer. Well, Kaponim, above from the Yerushalmi, you have to figure out the Yerushalmi. Above Kaponim, you see the Yerushalmi Patayt Giyulei Bayim means the tam that the bayim is nice. That's what the Mamshif says. The Teresh Yaakov says Amuim the Kibbol. The Feresh Yaakov says, now let's learn the Yerushalmi Elich. Yerushalmi started off, you're cooking bayim. Yerushalmi Mesechus Trumis Linyim Bayim Sheshalkam. the nimsa behem afroyach. He found an afroyach. Yeah? Found an afroyach. So he says, so we're talking about the afroyach is maflet. We're talking about an afroyach, not talking. And then all of a sudden, the Rishalmi says, but if there's no klipa, mipnei giyulei beyim. Who's talking about giyulei beyim? You're talking about an afroyach. And afroyach is ich a neisen tam. And that we just mentioned, that's the one that's not the ches. And they need another shim, mipnei giyulei beyim. Look to Teferes Yaakov Agoynes. So he says like this. I got news for you. He says, if you have an afroyach in the beyim, he says, you have the afroyach, but you have mayim also in the bayim. That means the afroyach is still surrounded with mayim. There's mayim, and then there's the afroyach. So when you want to cheshbon the shir, you have to cheshbon the shir. So I have over here, I have a bayim. Now the contents of this, there's a bayim, there's mayim in the bayim, and there's an afroyach in the bayim. What is going to Asa? So let's make a cheshbon nefesh. The freyach will Asa, but Moshe is in the tzadik ches, Bosser is nice in tam. That's nice in tam. The mayim, we have over here in our Gemara, mayim is not nice in tam. That's Giyulei Beyim. So he says like this, Moiridik. So he says, you have a Gemara talking about 47 is no good, 45 is no good, 47x, 45x. What's shatten in these numbers? We know the din of shishim. He says, the numbers are moiridik. Because you don't cheshbon for the, you can't cheshbon 60x connected this egg. Because this egg is not kula yisrael. This afroyach and the mayim. You only have to be mavatel the tam from the afroyach. The mayim, is that nice in time? So the Yerushalmi till now was speaking about, we're talking about a beyesh and nimsa boy afroyach, and we're talking about how many eggs do you need to be mevatel the time of the afroyach? We're talking about 47, 45, that was the Yerushalmi till. Zot ha'ilik Yerushalmi, but that is dafke, if both of them have klipas. So you have nothing what to worry about the maybe. Because that's how the Teferes Yaakov said, Pshat and Rashi. Rashi learns our sugya. When doesn't maybe you master if you have two klipas? That means the mayim and the bay is a tam kolosh. And if the tam kolosh has to penetrate its own klipah and enter another klipah, by the time it reaches the inside of the bay of Torah, it's not nice and tam. Zot the Yerushalmi, but what will be? If there won't be two klipas, there'll only be one klipas. Then you'll have to cheshbon with the giyulei beyim, because then the mayim will also be nice and tam. The only reason the mayim, we said giyulei beyim with torim, because we have two klipas over here. So the Maya Balm is not nice and tam in the second bayah, because you have two klipas. But the minute you don't have two klipas, so then you have to say you can't chechen only 47 because of the afroyach, the Maya Balm will also ask them. Mipnei giyulei beyim. Because the Maya matters if there's not two klipas. So the Yerushalmi is moiridik according to Rashi. Not only the lotion of the Yerushalmi, you see, Yulei Beim is speaking about a plate. The whole Yerushalmi is Moiridik. Rashi Lem Shatki Yulei Beim Utoris, because they're two klipas, so that is why the Mayim won't answer. But the minute you don't have two klipas, and that's the lotion of Yerushalmi. When do I say you only cheshbon with the Afroyach and not with the Mayim? And that's why 47 will be good, or 50 will be good. If there's two klipas, so then you only have to worry about the afroyah. You have to worry about the gil of the mayim in the bayah, because it doesn't answer. That's our gemara. Giulim bayim mutaris. But the gil veilim mutaris. But if there's not two klipas, So then you have to then. But if there's not two klipas, that's the Rabbi Mishalik Bayim klipas, the klipas, the klipas for Shainan klipas, or Shainan klipas for klipas. So then, so the Shiracher, because then you, because then the Maya will also be. We make you lay Bayim, Shaira Ibar, Velo Yago. So Fakir, so the that what the Rishami brings down this posik. Shoyri Agavuche, Rashi in Iyub says Pshat in this Pasuk, that's what the other Mephoshim also, Shoyri Iba Velo Yago. That the Pasuk is telling us, Bimei Noyach, everything was so ideal, that when a Shoyr was Reveya Porov, Shoyri Iba, the whole Zera of the Shoyr was used for Iba. Velo Yago, there wasn't extra Zera that was in the Porah. Because if there's extra Zerah, so it's pilot, it's pilot extra Zerah. If it's, that was not used for Iber, it's pilot. Shoira Iber v'lo Yagel. So what does lo Yagel mean? That means the Zerah, if there would have been extra Zerah inside the Porah, so then the Porah would have been maplit the Zerah. That's a shayri babaloya. There was no need to be magal because there was no extra zera. Everything was used for the ibo. So al kaponim, so that pshat, he was talking about, just like they were speaking about to be maflit from inside the pore. See, we're talking about to be maflit from inside the klipah. Mamish, the same thing. The loshen is meiridik. The loshen, according to Rashi, is meiridik. Because that's what we're talking about. That's what the Tiferes Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi. Avotemeh is a nakta losh yishalmi mat mekeperish akum kristayre bebeim shlukes. Avotemeh de maisi hosam kodesh eri ibar v'lo yago. So he mentions that the Tiferes Yaakov says he has no problems with this at all. But al kaponim, it seems Taisus learned sheri b'lo yago, it's not mapel. The vlad, that's a taisus loim pshat. So speaking about a vlad, so what to do still? V'daime, so taisus says, taisus wasn't daunted from this Yerushalmi. V'daime she'enei mesugiyas ha-Yerushalmi, v'shum talmud higiyoy. This is, there was a go from a talmud. So the marshal says pshat, taisus did, you know what taisus did over here? Taisus, the erased a word and added a word, and the Yerushalmi is meiridik. And the emesim, I'll say soon how it works. But the way Taisva says, that's what it says in our Yerushalmi. Our Yerushalmi says the way Taisva says. Let's look. Now let's see what it says in the Yerushalmi. Let's go back to the end of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Oh, the taimim, if it's Yerushalkan beklipay, but if it's not." Period. Mipnei, we erase. Nu halache, giulei beim butogos, shere iba v'lo yago. So Taisus erased the mipnei. So this is a new sugya, a new halache. Yisham is speaking about a multitude of halache. Beim muzores, beim sheir kimu. This is paraisa. Tzor shirache. Mipnei yiris kiulei beim mutoros shari yiba v'lo yago. What's the taisus kiulei beim shari? That means the other step shot that he was mapul the beim from the tanagolas by koydim shenigmaru. That's the taisus kiulei beim. That's pshat and taisus. Ubetei sefte b'meseches trumes b'perik dam tomei. ובזכס תרומה, משמע כמי שפירש הורו. ואוך איתן יאוסו, ביים תהוירויש ששולקן עם ביים תמיים. אם יש בהם בנויסם טעם, אסורים. ואם לאו, מותורס. גיולי ביים, מותורים ואכילה. Beim sheshalkan amotza ve'echad me'am afroyach im yesh ben benoysen tam asurex v'im lav mutores. Now, let's go back to the Tosefta. Now, what did Tosefta see in the Tosefta? The Tosefta Masech is Tumas Beperik Tach Tome, Mash Megamoshe Perish Oro, Mohochi Tanyos, Beim Toiroi Shesholkam and Beim Tmeim, Yeshman Benois and Tam Asurim, Vimlav Mutorim. Period. Giyulei Beim Mutorim. So now, you see that the Gula Beim is a Nudin. It's nothing to do with Beim Shesholkam. It's finished. Beim Shesholkam is also Gula Beim, Mutorim Bachila, Beim Shesholkam, Atzbechim, and Mafrechim, Yishmu Neshim Tam, Asurim. Period. So what the Taisu will say, so you see, it's different halachas. According to Rashi, it's the Gula Beim is a Din of Beim Shesholkam. And from the Tosefta, you see, it's different halachas. Beim Shesholkam, this is that. That's Tosef Yisrael. Zot is the Peres Yaakov. Zot is the Peres Yaakov. Shad is like this. He says, he just said, and that's his yesod, that the whole din of Giyulei Beyim means that there's two klipas. I mean, that's a Rashi Lom Shad. Giyulei Beyim means there's a klip on the Beyim Tmei, there's a klip on Beyim Tahir, and it's Mutah. There's a klipa. If there's not, if you're missing one klipa, so then a lasa, then it's b'nais and tam. Only two klipas are muta. So he says, so the Yerushalmi, the Tosefta is moirdik according to Rashi. Let's learn again the Tosefta. Bochi tanya also. Beim teire shesholken im beim tmeis. Miesh ben b'nais and tam asura. Is kan shayla ben? According to Taisvis. The din is that Giyulei Beim is muta. The third halacha is Beim Sheshok the Motza Bechme Mafloya Yesh Bemenaisim Tam Asurit. The third case is speaking about this Afloya. The first case is speaking about this no Afloya. So why is it also? Why is it Bemenaisim Tam? Agamara says it's muta. This is also Moide to the halacha that it's muta. So what's Pshat in the Tosefta? He says that the Tosefta is Meiridei. The Tosefta is, the first case is speaking about, you don't have to clip it. You don't have to pay Mishra Sholkom without the clip it. So Memele, so then it's Benois and Tam, it has to. Giyulei Beim, Giyulei Beim, Giyul means that it's inside something and it has to penetrate. Giyulei Beim, Mutoris, that's not the Tosefta, that's not the Novi. If there's two klippas, it's muta. Then it says if there's a flayach, a flayach, two klippas is also muta. It says that the seft is muyudik according to Rashi. As I said to Teferis Yaakov. Now let's finish the Tosefta. Beyim uzorais nefesh hayofet toichlam. Beyim uzorais is speaking about Beyim that the Tarnagoilis sat on the Beyim and they got spoiled because of the roiv sitting on it, the mekukul the kebayim, nefesh hayofet toichlam. If a person it doesn't bother him, he can be soivul the taste and the smell, so he can eat it. Vimotza bechmem dam zerik adam oichol sasha oichol dam dogim oichagovim ben chaim ben meisim ben nechashes. Speaking about dam, so by dam bayim you zerik the dam. Tam dogim echagovim, bein chayim bein meisim, bein echoshes. Aber mash me behedim, di giyulei beim, beim shesholkam, prei milinina. That's the place we see it. We enter the Teferet Shakev, emphasis beautifully, she says, Rashi. Let's go further. Beim muzores, nefesh yofe teichle. What is the Teich beim nezores? She'enom shel zocho. We'll see in a minute what Rashi means. But here it means, it's a not fertilized egg. Bein efloyach kolot bahem loilam, and there's no efloyach. Nefesh yofet toichlem, she'einei nistanis. If a person is not a nistanis, bein date kotze bahem toichlem, he can eat it. So the Teus Chaim says, Pshat, I mean, what are you telling me if you're not a nistanis, if you're a nistanis, I mean, because it says if you're a nistanis, you're not allowed to eat it. You're about to shaksu. If you're not a nistanis, then you're allowed to eat it. There's no shaila of and kashrus over here, but there's a shaila about the shaksu. Ma'af al pisha yoshva leim tanagailis yomim rabim, and if a tanagailis sits on it yomim rabim, if you're not an istanis, b'chol hakovet, you can eat it. Now let's go further. Nimtza oleho koirei dam. What if you found some dam? Zoyrek es adam v'oichel es hashav. Then you throw away the dam and you eat the rest of the egg. Now, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh, v'hu shenimtza al kesher shalom. That's what we said, that zoyrek es adam, as davke, if the dam was al kesher shalom. Now, the article is a beautiful picture of the kesher. The kesher of an egg is the kesher of the chelbein, the kesher of the chelmein, and that is the white thing that we find in the eggs. That's the mokim as where the zriyas niklat, and that's the zera of the zocher, and that means if it's on the kesher, that means let's see what Rashi says. Buhu shenimsa adam ala kesher shelo. Hu zera shel talmagoyl hakosho b'roish hakad shel beyo. That means the zera of the talmagoyl is kosho b'roish hakad on the round side. Hu misham yitziras o efroyach maschelas. And the yitzira of the efroyach starts from the kesher b'roish hakad. V'kivin da dayin hu shom. Now if the dam is by the kesher, loinis pazer b'shar habeya, so it didn't, that means the dam, this is the mokim of the haschole of the yitziras afroyah, but if it remained there and did not progress further in the beya, mekivin da dainu shom loinis pazer b'shar habeya, hilcha oichel hashar, so it can be zoyrik the dam, but the rest of the egg, as yet, nothing happened to the rest of the egg. Avol nimtza al chelmein shelo. But what if you found dam on the chelmein, on the yolk? So that means it spread already. It spreads, if it got from the, that means it starts, the hascholos ha-yitzir starts from the kesher, that somach lekat, and then it continues. So if you see dam, and the dam is a simin that that's already a chelik of the yitziras afroya. So if it got further than the kesher, kula asurik meforish lekamon the shodo tichlo bekula, which means nispashit akilku bekula. So let us just go say again the gemara. Nimtza olea koirei dam. If you found a koirei dam. Zoyrek es adam, v'oichel es hashar. You zoyrek the dam, and eat the rest. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh v'hu shenimtza al kesher shelo, and Rashi says, pshat, if the dam was found on the kesher, so that means that the yitzire didn't progress yet, it didn't go further into the egg. So then it's oichel es hashar. But if it went further, so then the whole day is also. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Now, before we go further, now kan shayla ben nimtza oleho. So, what is the oleho going on? On the bayim mezores. I mean, that's the flow of the bayim mezores nefesh yofet toichem nimtza oleho kairetam zerik hasadam. So it's going on the Bei Mezores. So how do we understand Rashi? Rashi said, Bei Mezores she'enem shel zocher. And then Rashi says, Nimtza le'adam, uzer she'talmagel ha'kosher, v'roi shakat. So And we're talking Aleho. We're talking about the Bein Mazorim. So, the Teferes Yaakov, he also says a beautiful pshat. Teferes Yaakov says as follows. He says that Rashi, we're speaking about Bein Mazorim. Bein Mazorim means an egg that was sat on for many days. That's what Rashi said. The egg was sat on for many days. So one of two things can happen with this egg, and it matters what the egg is. If it's a non-fertilized egg, egg will spoil. Egg will spoil. If it's a fertilized egg, then the sitting al-koponim could be also spoiled, but the sitting al-koponim could bring about that there's some dam, then there'll be some dam on the egg. I have a bayim mozoris. I have a bayim that was sat on long. I don't know the history of this bayim, if it was fertilized, it's not fertilized. So the baraisa says to malachis, if you're a nefesh yofa, you can eat it. You don't have to worry about that. So that aloha is speaking about if it's not fertilized. That means the first halacha of the Baraisa does not speak about the problem of dam. The first halacha of the Baraisa only speaks about the problem of nefesh yot. So Rashi says, that's if the Bayum Mazoris was not fertilized. So then the only problem, there's no problem of dam. And the Tveres Yaakov says, a dam of a non-fertilized egg either is non-existent, or not also, so there's nothing much to talk about. So the first halacha is speaking about you have nothing but to worry about. That means if these bayim mazoris were non-fertilized, all you have to worry about is nefesh yof. There's no dam what to worry about. If there is dam already, so the dam is ready, I'll call it from a fertilized egg. So then the din is zayrik es adam. You can eat the egg, but you have to be Zerik as Adam. And now Rabbi Yirmiya said, when can you eat the egg? And we said before, if the dam did not go further than the kasher, if the dam went after the kasher, so then you can eat the egg. That's pshat, that's what the Teferes Yaakov says, pshat in our Rashi. Yeah. But agavuchim, let us just hold cheshbon. We have to be elach. We're learning a gemara with one finger on Rashi. What did Rabbi Yirmiya say? Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Zayrik as Adam ba'oichel as Hashav." Omer Rabbi Yirmiya hu shenimtza al kesher shalom. So Rashi fills in a whole bunch of words. But if it's more than the kesher, then the whole egg is also, because it's alumdus of shodim. Tichla bekula, that the whole thing became a kukul, but this is very interesting. Rabbi Yirmiya didn't say this whole shtek Torah. I mean, Rashi filled in the missing words. Rabbi Yirmiya just said one word. We'll see Taisvus, we'll see that there's a murdike diuk in Rabbi Yirmiya. Toni destoyi avur the rab apturig. Now we learn a baraisa. Lo yishonu al nimsha nimsa al chelboin shalo. Al chelboin shalo, Sharashi says, al hakesha kedamorah. That if you found it on the kesha of the chelboin, and that is the ascholas ayitzire, the kesha and the chelboin. That's what Rashi says, al chelboin al kesha kedamorah, the kesha of the chelboin. Avol nimsa al chelmen shalom, but if it spread out already the dam, and the dam already reached the chelmen, afil the beya asura, then the beya is also. My time, the show the tichlo bikulo. So that lomdus what Rashi said before in Rabbi Yirmiya, Rashi got it from the Baraisa. Rashi said, Rabbi Yirmiya means what the Baraisa said. Tichlo loshen shikol vereis. Let's go a little further. Amalei Rav Gevia mebei Kosel leRav Ashi ipche toni tane kamedabai. Now this memre of the story of Rav Avturiki differentiates If it's on the chelboin, Rashi means the cash of the chelboin, it's also. Avol nimsa al chelboin shelo, the bay is also. Nimsa al chelboin, so the bay is mutter. Nimsa al chelboin, the bay is also. That's what he said. Tani, tane. Tani, Tane Kame Dabaye. Amalei Rav Gevir mi Beikos Lavashi Ipche Tani Tane Kame Dabaye. Now, what does it say in Abba Reis? In Abba Reis it says, Lo Yishano She Nimsa Al Chelba Inshalo. Avo Nimsa Al Chelba Inshalo Afila Beya Asure. Afila Beya Asure. And someone said Abba Reis, If chetonik tane kame dabaye, so it's the other way around. Lo yishono she nimsa al chelmein shelo. Avo nimsa al chelmein shelo. Then is also. Lo yishono, when is in mutter, she nimsa al chelmein shelo. Avo nimsa al chelmein shelo, then it's also. Chelmein is also, chelmein is mutter. Abaye was the Tirzenele, and Abaye was Metaret, the Baraisa, that it should be said properly. Let's see what Rashi says. If he toni tane kamed Abaye, tane echada yeshoina oisa lafona vipcha, lo yeshoina oshinimsa achelmein shalom, then the Baye is also. No, then the Baye is muta, I'm sorry. Abaye was the Tirzenele, ochi kedamoim lo yeshoina elal chelboi. Fine. Now, the Tiferes Yaakov here also says Amir in the Kipshat. He says, there was a Bereise in the Tepum Faker. The Chelmoin, the Egg is Mutter. The Chelboin, the Egg is Osser. It's Pum Faker. And Abaye told them, Faker. So what's the Loshen? Vabayu the Tirzon Ele. What's that, the Tirzon Ele? He told them it's wrong. I mean, the Tirzenele would mean, L'chayre, he farenfered it. He not farenfered it, he says it's 100% wrong. You have to be mapped to guilt. So back to Tiferes Yaakov. So Tiferes Yaakov said that Abaye explained to him the Baraisa. And the Baraisa said, when is the mutter nimsa al chelmoin? Avol, then it is mutter. But al chelbein shelo it's also. Right. Now I explained it there. So the Tiferes Yaakov says like this. Very interesting. If you have an egg, the yolk of the egg is towards the roish hakat. That means if you have an egg, the yolk is towards the round part of the egg, and the white is normally on the bottom. If you look at an egg, which is an oval shape, the yolk is towards the top. So he says, if you look at the egg, the top of the egg, where the yolk is, there's a thin layer of white. On the bottom of the egg, there's a thick layer of white. That's what an egg looks like. Fine. So, the pshat in the Baraisa was, when is it mutter? And the kesher is by the Rosh Hakat. That's the kesher is right over the chelmoin. That's where the kesher is. So he said, Loi shon, when is it mutev and nimsa al chelmoin shalom? That means over the chelmoin, it didn't penetrate into the egg. It's still by the kesher over the chelmoin. But if it went into the chelmoin, that means all the way underneath, he said, then it's bread, then the whole egg is also. But the Lashon of the Barais is misleading. So Abaye was metaret. It doesn't mean that the Chelmein is good. It means the Kesher in the Chelmein, which is over the Chelmein. Then it's good. But the Chelmein alone will be Yosa. That's how the Tiferes Yaakov says Pshat in Rashi. Let us perhaps just start Taisvis. Bahu shanimtza bekesher shalom. Perish HaKunteret, Vechi HaGavne, Oichel HaShav. Now, Rashi is going on Rabbi Yirmiyeh. והוא שנמצא על קשר שלו. זוי רגס אדם ואויכל אסשר, והוא, פרש לכי הגבנה, אויכל אסשר, כי אם זה נמצא על קשר, הוא זר את הארנגל, הקושר בראש הקד של בית, ומשום יציר את הפלו יחמס, וכי אם זה דיין, הוא שום את אור מיין לקשר, לא נספס בכל הבית, הוא כך אויכל אסשר, אבל אם נמצא על חלמי שלו, That's these are missing words already. Aber nimmt sich Helm in Shalom, aber ihr Kula Suri. Hier im Erforisch le Kamon, the way the Bereich ist es leider. Der Schott der Tichle be Kula, Peren ist Pasch, ich tak Kilko be Kula. Wo hode loi nokat beloschen loi Shonu, ki de noket avui de Rebbe Abturiki. Avud, the Rebbe Abturiki, He said, both of them said the same aloha according to Rashi. And he's saying, when is Zoyrik es Adam, lo ishonu, elush nimsal chelbe. Then it's Zoyrik es Adam, lo ishonu, elush nimsal chelbe. Avo nimsal chelmen shelo, afilo beya surim. So the Baraita said, elush nav lo ishonu. This aloha, that Zoyrik es Adam, and oichel es abeya, this is dafke, if it's on the chelbe. But if it's on the chelmein, you don't need the beya either. So the loshen loishonu of the beraisa is very good. I mean, that's what we're saying. You said two alochas. Zoyrik es adam v'ichol es abeya. Loishonu elo be nimsal chelmein. Rabbi Yirmiyeh said another loshen. Rabbi Yirmiyeh said, v'hu shen nimsal kesher shelo. He said a pesach. He didn't say L'cheira L'shono would be a more proper L'shon. So Tosfos says, V'hod L'oi nokat V'loshen L'shono K'de nokat avu ed Rab Abturiki V'lei mohochi L'shono Sh'nimsa al kesher shelo Avol yoto chutz l'kesher Shodatich l'bekula When that was taken the L'shon of those But in the Meimel The in loshin kol chachomim shovim minyanecha. They both can say the same thing, but each one says it in their own loshin.